Walt Wolfram, a sociolinguist at NC State and a pioneer in the study of African-American English, says this language has all the legitimacy of any other complex linguistic system. Even the stigmatization of certain components are essentially random decisions, says Wolfram. For example, acts versus ask when posing a question.
So acts, for example, is sort of this icon of stigma, despite the fact that in the history of the English language, the ask actually resulted from a transfer. The original verb was axion, which actually, so it was originally pronounced as ax, not ask, and it was the change in the English language that gave it the ask pronunciation. So there are all these sort of curiosities of history which show how arbitrary language is.
In cases like that, we create those illusions or those artificial barriers because I'm looking for a reason to not like you, to not accept you, to not be equal to you.
That's Frankie Roberts, executive director of LINC, a local nonprofit that teaches young African-American males to navigate what he calls white middle-class society through code switching. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.